Last week in Elokai Neshama, we learned that we say Vata Osid Litla Mimeni Ulachzir Bilasalavai, and we said from two ways to understand. First is from the Ramak, the Rishas Chacham brings from his Rebbe, that based on the Medrash says Chadashim La Bakarim Rabba Munasecha, that this that Hashem gives us a neshama fresh every morning. It's a, we're like. It was like, it's like a mini Tchias HaMesim. That gives us that Muna for the future. And that's why in Elokai Neshama, when we get the Neshama in the morning, that helps us with that Muna L'Asilavai, that the L'Achzir B'L'Asilavai. And the second way we explained is is bringing out this, that Hashem is Kayam. We explained at the beginning of Elokai Neshama is bringing home that Hashem is Melech Chai V'Kayam, like we say in Moed Ani. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, this week we'd like to move on into Elokai Neshama. And we say, Kol Zman Shaneshama Bekirbi Moida Ani Lefanecha. Now we're actually starting the actual point, the purpose of the bracha is to thank Hashem, He gave us our Neshama. And this is where we start. But I'd like this week, the words are, Kol Zman Shaneshama Bekirbi, as long as my Neshama is within me, Moida ani lefanecha, I am moida in front of you, Hashem. I'd like this week to focus on these words, kol zman, shaneshama bekirbi. Why are we saying that? As long as my neshama is within me. It would be suffice to say, moida ani lefanecha. It's true that we said that we're not, that ata osilit lemimani, that Hashem in the future is going to take my neshama away. But of course, I'm going to say, haidat Hashem, while I'm alive. What's the dogish? Why are we emphasizing kol zman shaneshama bekirbi, as long as I'm alive? Of course.
It's limiting. Not
yeah, but worse. But why of course.
Isn't referring to just the short period, the day? You gotta sleep and then the neshama goes back.
Okay. So then of course that's obvious. Why are we emphasizing that it's kol zman shaneshama bekirbi? Meaning, of course, when we wake up in the morning, do we say Kol Zman? We just say Moed Ani because we're thanking Hashem. So why do we need to say Kol Zman? What's the why is it necessary to say those words Kol Zman Shaneshama Bekirbi? Just say that Moed Ani Lefanecha. Start thanking Hashem right away. Moed Ani Lefanecha. What's this introduction of Kol Zman Shaneshama Bekirbi? Why we understand what it means, but why is it necessary to be said? What is the kavana? What can we think about when we're saying these words? Kol zman shaneshama bekirbi, as long as I am, my neshama is within me. So we'd like to share with the Olam three ways of understanding, and of course we can't always think about these three mahalchim, but we could take a mahalch that talks to, you know, each person, a mahalch that talks to them, and I think we could get a chizik from all of these three ways of understanding. The first is like this. The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Balak says, Perek Chaf, says like this, Kshaba Lishan, when a Yid goes to sleep, Mafkid Ruchi L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, he entrusts his neshama by Hashem, he's giving his neshama to Hashem. Shenemar, B'yodcha Afkid Ruchi, that in your hands my neshama is entrusted. And Hashem in the morning is Hechzarta b'nishmasi. Hashem returns our neshama in the morning. But I'd like to share with the Olam a very interesting thing. This is Sifri in Parshas Pinchas on the pasuk of Yivkad Hashem Elokei Haruchos L'chol Basar. What does it mean? Hashem is Elokei Haruchos, the God of the souls and the ruchos. Listen to this. Rabbi Eliezer b'noi shel Rabbi Yosei Aglili Yomer Simin Zeh. This simon should be, but we should keep this in mind. She calls man, she adam nosan b'chaim. As long as, and every second, as long as a person is alive, nafshoy pikud biyad kainai. His neshama is entrusted in the hands of Hashem. Very interesting chiddush. Till now, we saw that when a person goes to sleep, he's entrusting his neshama by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This Medrash says that, you know what it means, Elokei Haruchos? That even when a person is alive, awake, his neshama is entrusted by Hashem. And that's Elokei Haruchos, right? Shenemar, what's the source for this? Because it says, Asher biyadoi nefesh kol chai. All of life, It's asher biyode. It's in his hand. It's in his hand. So the person's neshama is entrusted by Hashem even when he's awake. What does this mean? How do we understand this? Well, we understand when a person goes to sleep, he's literally, his neshama goes up to Shemaim, and he's entrusting it, right? He's giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once Hashem gives it to him back in the morning, what does it mean that now my neshama is also entrusted by Hashem? What does that mean? So perhaps we could explain, based on what we've been explaining for the past few weeks, and what does it mean about Tom Nesham Rabbi Kirby? We said from the Yavetz, and we explained that naturally the neshama really should leave the body. And the Yavetz explains that the neshama is looking to escape, looking to get out. We said last week from Rabbi Naftali Haritz that every second the neshama is leaving. The neshama is leaving, and what happens? The Ratzon Hashem, Hashem is Nesham Rabbi Kirby, puts it back in, and that we explained creates the tenua, the life, the vitality of a person. This fact that the neshama is leaving and it going back in, every second, Hashem is, so to say, returning our neshama. Our neshama is really leaving, and we shouldn't be alive every second, but Hashem is controlling and manipulating the fact that the neshama should stay in and keep coming, going in. And that's everything happening kol rega v'rega, every single second. That could be the idea that as long as a person is alive, nafshei pekudei b'yad kohen Hashem, right? Every second, not just when we go to sleep, we give our neshama to Hashem. Every second, our hands are entrusted, our neshamas are entrusted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we're awake. Because Hashem is really like returning the neshama to us every single second, calls man every single second. And in fact, we say in Moedim, al chayenu hamesurim b'yodecha, our lives are literally given them to your hands. Val nishmoisenu hapakudei slach. So our neshamas are literally entrusted by you. So our lives are totally in Hashem's hands. Because Hashem is constantly causing us to have life, but every second by saying that the neshama has to go back in, the neshama has to be inside the body. So that's the idea of that even when a person is awake, the neshama is entrusted by Hashem. Based on this, we could explain like this. When we wake up in the morning, we realize that Hashem returned our neshama. But then we add and we say, V'atah mishamra b'kirbi. And what does V'atah mishamra b'kirbi mean? That Hashem is constantly causing that our neshama should stay inside and keep us, and we're being kept alive every single second by Hashem. We come to realize that we can't just thank Hashem like a chad pa'ami, a one-time thank you. Thank you for giving me back my neshama in the morning and now I'm good to go. We realize that really every single split second of the day Hashem is giving us our neshama. It's not a one-time thing in the morning that Hashem returns our neshama. Every second Hashem is giving us a neshama. Because our neshama should be leaving us. Every second the life that we have is totally directly from Hashem. Hashem is giving us a neshama. Could be that's the idea when we say it in the morning. We don't just say thank you Hashem. We're indicating this that we realize that it's really we need to thank Hashem kolzman shaneshama bekirbi. Every single split second that my neshama is v'atom mishamra bekirbi, right? Since Hashem is mishamra bekirbi every single second, so we say kolzman shaneshama bekirbi. Every second that my neshama is being kept within me, my neshama is within me. Every single second, I really need to thank Hashem. So we realize that it's not a one-time thank you, Hashem, you returned my neshama to me. It's we come to realize that really, kol zman shaneshama b'kirbi, we need to be thanking Hashem for the neshama that He's giving us. Because it's really every single second, Hashem is giving us life. It could be... What? We're saying is that...
You know that Hashem is in charge of life even when we're...
Yeah, but it's that He's literally returning it. He's returning it. He's giving us back the neshama that's leaving. So it's not just that Hashem gave us the neshama in the morning, a one-time thing, like we say, Moedani, Shechzarta b'nishmasi. But really Hashem, every single second, calls man shaneshama b'kirbi, we realize that I have to be this, there's no difference between this, that when Hashem gave my neshama to me in the morning, then a minute later. Because since Hashem is meshamra b'kirbi, so every second He's giving me my neshama. So it's not like a one-time thing, thank you, you gave me my neshama in the morning. Really, In the truth of the matter is that every second we're getting a neshama from Hashem. Hashem is giving us our neshama.
So
kol zman means every moment, like the mentor says, kol zman she'adam nasim b'chaim. As long as a person, every second, every split second that a person is alive, it's Hashem is controlling that and causing that to happen. So kol zman she'neshama b'kirbi, we're thanking Hashem. And we could just add one thing, that this is something that we could come to realize specifically in the morning. When we wake up and we got the neshama, we feel that feeling that we got a neshama back fresh, we woke up and we're a new person, right? That's a time to really to take it to the next level and to realize that, wait a second, really every moment of my day is v'atom Hashem b'kirbi, Hashem is giving me life. And that could be, we say in Adayin Elam, we say, b'yodoy afked ruchi, in Hashem's hand I entrust my neshama, be'eis isham, when I go to sleep, because my neshama goes up, v'o'ira, and when I wake up, says the Yavetz over there, u'be'eis o'ira, at the time that I wake up. At the time that we wake up is also a time to realize that b'yodei afked ruchi, that my hand is, my neshama is really in the hands of Hashem. So b'yodei afked ruchi be'eis ishan ve'o'ira, that when I wake up also, that's a time to realize that my neshama is really all the time in Hashem's hand. That could be the first way to understand.
Well, why does it have to go up then?
What, up?
Yeah, why does it? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interacting all the time.
So we said once from the Rechaim HaKadosh, why the neshama goes up. Because we get a new level in neshama. We get a new spark, right? Through the sleep is returning one spark of one nitzitz of the neshama. We're getting a new one, right? So that's the idea of sleep, that says the Rechaim HaKadosh. Okay. The second way of understanding is based on something I saw in the Reishis Chachma. I think he's alluding to this. Why? What's the focus of the emphasis of Kol Zman, Shana Shama B'Kirbi? He says like this. He says, very interesting. He says, this is in Perek Shlishi in Shar Ava, Ois Yotes. We quoted last week from Ois Chaf. This is an Ois Yotes. He says like this. When a person is sleeping, and the neshama leaves the person, the person is separated from dveikas and Hashem. When the neshama, the moment the neshama comes back, and he's alive, a person is at that moment is dovik, is connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lochein kol zman shaneshama b'kirbi. What that means is, it would be befitting in every breath that we take, we should be connected with Hashem. Vizehu calls man shanashama bikirbi. Seems to be saying that in the morning we have a certain dveikus in Hashem, and that since we have a dveikus in Hashem, we're holding on the level of literally thanking Hashem calls man all the time. Like he says, kol neshima yisenu. It's roi, when a person is on a higher level, that's a kol neshima v'neshima tahalal ka. Every breath that we take, we're supposed to be thanking Hashem. But that's a very high level. But in the morning, when we wake up, we're holding on a certain level of dveikus, that it's befitting for us to reach that, to be, we're holding on that level of kol zman shanashama b'kirbi, a kol neshima v'neshima, not just to thank Hashem, you know, once in a while, but every single second to be thanking Hashem. That's something which is miyuchad. That's something which is unique to the morning. When we wake up, there's a certain dveikus. And perhaps the idea is we said in the first shir, in Elikai Neshama, that the first moment when we wake up, which really sounds like in the Gemara, that we say Elikai Neshama when we wake up, the first moment is a moment we called it a Neshama moment. It's a moment that we're in touch with our Neshama, we sense our Neshama, because we wake up, hopefully, having that yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu we spoke about from Reb Tzadok. And that is a moment, that's the first moment of the day, is a very special moment. Because it's the time that we're pure, and there's no external things causing us to, there's no influence of the outside world. It's that we haven't yet, once the day starts, then there's the concept of mitzvah, gereres, mitzvah, chasav shalom, aver, gereres, avera, and then there's the outside, the hashpa of everything that's around us, everything that's going on in our lives suddenly throws us off. But the first moment, when we wake up, that moment, there's no outside things, there's nothing, there's no, we're fresh, right? Clean slate. That's a moment, we call it a neshama moment. That's a moment that we have that level of dveikus in Hashem. And that's a time that we could even talk and say, kol zman shaneshama b'kirbi, because now's a moment that we're holding on that level of al-kol neshima, to thank Hashem every moment. And that's when we say, kol zman, we talk the language of the neshama in the morning. Kol zman shaneshama b'kirbi, because now's the time that we're holding on that level. So and now's the time, and he goes on to say, that's why we say, moedani lefanecha, Lefanecha is a very high level, to be in the presence of Hashem. Because yes, the neshama is in the presence of Hashem. Right? We've said in the past, that's perhaps why we say in Elokai Neshama the word atah so many times. Right? Atah, atah, ashtah is the awareness that we're in the presence of Hashem. Because now is a neshama moment, and now is a moment that we're holding on the level of saying atah many times at the very beginning of the day. So perhaps that's another element that we're say calls man, because Shanashama Bikir Bimaidan Ulfanecha, because now's the time that we're holding of to thank Hashem every single split second. That's a second halach. Okay, the third halach I'd like to share is a really, really amazing idea. And that is like this. I'd like to share with Olam an amazing two malbims, which are really very powerful. Listen to this. The first malbim is in Tehillim, Kapitel Samach Beis, Samach Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk says like this, listen carefully. David HaMelech says like this. Ki toiv chazdecha mechayim, your kindness is better, is more toiv than life. Your chesed is, what does that mean, right? Oh. Your chesed is better, is more toiv, is greater, is better than life. Svasa yishabchuncha, my lips will praise you, will be meshabech you. Now, what does this mean? Your kindness is better than life. Svasa yishabchuncha, what does this mean? So listen to the Malbim, unbelievable. He says like this, the chesed, the kindness of that of Hashem is different, that when Hashem gives us life, it's different than other things. He says like this, if let's say chas v'shalom l'aleinu, a person had a death sentence, and the king, a king comes along, and pardons him, right? And he says, you know, I'm going to do a chesed, a kindness. He does a kindness with the person, and he allows him to live, right? So he says, what's the goodness of the chesed, the kindness? What I received, that I received life. What's good about it is that now I got life, right? But he says like this. But by Hashem, David HaMelech says, when you Hashem gives me life, the way I perceive life is amazing. Listen to this. Aval etzlecha, ha-chesed be'atzmai, the chesed, the kindness of Hashem that He gives me, David HaMelech is talking, that He gives me life, toiv yoyser menachayim, we'll explain, is better than the life itself. The kindness of Hashem that I recognize, this that He was kind to me and He gave me life, that recognition of His kindness is greater than the thing that I received, than the life itself. How could that be? Listen to this. Ki achayim einom tachlis la'atzmam. Because the life is not a means for itself. Rak, you know what the tachlis of life is? It's a mitzayim emtsoyim. It's just a means to come to svasa yishabchoncha, that my lips could thank you. Meaning, the tachlis of life, says the Malbim, is in order that I could thank Hashem for the life that He gave me. Listen, Iker tachlis achayim v'tuvam, the Iker tachlis of life, hu mashiyochel lahoydes l'Hashem ala chesed shenosan lanu chayim. The purpose of the life, by David HaMelech, the way he viewed life was, you know what life is? Life is something that with it, I could thank Hashem. If I'm not alive, I can't use my lips. I can't be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch. I can't thank Him for the life. He's not giving me life, and I can't thank Him, right? Thank you for giving me life. Because now that I have life, I could use it for the purpose of thanking you for the life that you gave me. That's what it means. Ki toiv chazdecha mechayim. The life is not a means of itself. My life is just a means to come to the thank you, to the Haidot HaKadosh Baruch for the life itself. It's just the purpose of the life. HaChesed hu atoiv atach l'shal achayim. The chesed is the purpose of the life. The recognition of the chesed of Hashem, meaning the Haidot to Hashem, is the tachlis of life. V'hu toiv men achayim atzmam. It's better than life itself. Shurakim tzoye lov. Because the life is just a means to come to the Haidah for the life. For the life. Says the Malbim, Ki toiv chazdecha mechayim. the chesed that I recognize is greater than the life itself. Because in order that I could come to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of life by David HaMelech was one thing. Was in order that I could, through you gave me life, Hashem, thank you, now I have life. What do I do with life? What is the purpose of life? To thank Hashem for the life.
Who's talking?
David HaMelech.
So chesed chesed Hashem.
Yeah.
So Tov Chesed.
Your Chesed that I'm recognizing. Isn't your kindness.
Isn't it saying that your power that you were able to give us life? That's
no, not the power. No. My recognition. No. Your kindness, Hashem. David HaMelech is talking. No. David HaMelech is saying, Ki Tov Chesedcha Mechaim. Meaning, the recognition of your Chesed that I have. Meaning, my recognizing that it's all from Hashem and my thanking Hashem. That's Chesedcha. That's the way he's explaining it.
That's the Malbim.
Ki Tov Chesedcha is the Chesed, my recognizing the Chesed of Hashem is greater than the life, because the life is just a means to recognize the Chesed of Hashem. So the whole purpose of life is just to recognize the Tachlis of life, says David HaMelech, is to thank Hashem for the life. Svasa Yishab Chumcha. So the Malbim takes it a step further. He says, that's the next pasuk. With your name, I daven to Hashem. What does that mean? When I daven to Hashem for life, I'm not just asking for life because I want to live. It's just I'm asking for life because the way I view life, says David HaMelech, what is life? Life is the means to thank Hashem. The life is the means to thank Hashem. Since that's what life is, so when I daven for life, what am I asking for? I'm asking Hashem, I want to thank you. I want to be svasa yishab chuncha. Please, enable me to do that. Okay, so I have to have life. In order to thank Hashem for the life, I need to have life. I need it, right? I can't be meshabech and thank Hashem for life if I don't have the life. So Hashem, that's the way David HaMelech perceived Chaim. There's another fascinating Malbim in Kapitel Lamed in Tehillim. He says, Eilech Hashem Ekra, Vel Hashem Eschanon. He says, what does it mean, El Hashem Eschanon? I'm davening for Hashem. What does that mean? Shelo yispalalti al hachayim bavuri. I didn't ask for life for myself. Rakidei, for one reason. She'ucha lehoidois lecha ulavdecha. I'm davening for life in order that I could thank you and to serve you. Vizeho ye'etzli hatachlis she'savisi lechanis. That's the whole reason why I want to live. I want to live in order to thank you. El Hashem eschanon. I'm davening for Hashem for life, for Hashem, in order that I could thank Hashem. And he goes on to say, Mabetza bidomi, right? If I wouldn't be alive, then I can't thank you, right? Hayoitcha afar, hayagda mitecha. Oh, since that's the case, he says, "Zeho keno yenusa tchilasi." That's the way I spoke in my davening. That's the way I spoke was in such a way with that understanding that the life was a means to thank Hashem, and that's the essence of life. The life was given to me to thank you, Hashem, and that's why Hashem gave me life. I realize that that's why Hashem life, and that's why I want to live. I want to live in order to thank Hashem for the life that He's giving me, for everything that He's giving me.
How do we know that that's
the back of the world? So that's, we've said it from the past, from the Ramban, right? That the tachlis of the world is that all mitzvahs is this idea of to recognize that b'rei secha anachnu, to be moida, and that's really that idea. Of recognizing it's all from Hashem and we're his creation.
Okay, Moedah is one.
Oh, so we explained that recognizing and admitting it and thinking is really one thing. It's all one idea. Haidah has two meanings: to think and to admit. That's what we said. It's all to. He says, and that's what he says. That vimkein, acha sheigra tachlis. Since the whole purpose shebavuri echezesi. Since the whole reason why you gave me life. That I should thank you and praise you. Since the whole purpose and the essence of my life is to thank Hashem, So la'ilam aydeka, I'm going to always thank you. There's never going to be a moment in my life that I'm not going to be thanking you. I'm not going to be recognizing you, Hashem. Why? What? Oh, one second. So like this. That's since if life is something, and I got life. Life has a lot of meaning to it, and okay, I got life, so I thank Hashem. Okay, you could do that maybe once in a while. But since the whole purpose and essence of life is in order to thank Hashem, and that's why He gave me life, so la'olam aydeka, I'm going to be thanking Hashem every second of my life. Because that's the whole essence of life. That's the whole purpose of life. Perhaps we could come to an understanding now in Kol Zman Shana Shama Bekirbi. When we wake up in the morning and we merit the matana of life, the gift of life, Hashem gives us life, back to life, we're back to life. We realize that what's the purpose of life? The purpose of, like you said, lamancha, right? The purpose of life is Hashem elokai la'olam aydeh is to be moided to Hashem. Ki toiv chaz d'cha mechayim. The chayim that I have is just a means. My life is just a means that now I'm alive. I'm able to thank Him. That's why. That's what it's all about. To thank Hashem for the life that He gave us. So Hashem. So that's why we say kol zman shana shama bekirbi. Since the Anshek Nazakdeil instituted it in such a nusach, because since that's the purpose of, we're meant to realize that since that's the purpose of our lives, so we say kol zman Hashem, like Hashem alakai lo'el medaka, every moment we're going to thank Hashem because that's why we're here. That's the purpose of our life. So it's kol zman shana shama bekirbi. That's why, because that's what it's all about. And perhaps very interesting thing I found in Avudraham in Brichas Hashachar. He says on these words, "Kol zman shana shama bekirbi, moideni lefanecha, al derech." Like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Tezvav, "Loi hamesim yahaluka." The dead people can't praise you. "V'loi kol yardei duma, v'anachnu nevorech ka me'ata v'adolim haluka." But we thank Hashem. What does exactly he mean? What does he see? How does this connect to kol zman shana shama bekirbi? Perhaps the idea is like this, perhaps. What is this? What is David Melch saying? The dead people can't thank Hashem. We could. It's sort of obvious, right? What's he saying with that? Perhaps what David Melch is saying, he's defining the difference, the way he viewed the difference between dead and alive is one thing.
Sleep and awake.
Is the difference between Hamesim and people that are alive is that dead people can't thank Hashem, they can't be Mahal Hashem, and alive people could. He was defining the difference between Mavis V'chaim. The difference between life and death is that dead people can't thank Hashem, and alive people could. Because that was his description of life. His description of life is thanking Hashem. So he's saying, Lo Yabesim Yehaluka, right? But we could. And that's why he says, V'anachnu, that we're alive, Nevarecha, we're going to bless Hashem and thank Hashem. Me'at v'adolam, all the time, right? Because since that's what life is, so we're going to thank Hashem all the time, not just once a day. We're going to thank Hashem all the time because that's the difference between life and death. If life is all about thanking Hashem, then me'at v'adolam, hallelujah, right? That could be perhaps what the Avudram is saying. Kol zman shana shama bekirbi, because since we understand that the whole difference between Maves and Chayim is that people that are not alive can't thank Hashem, and we could. That's the purpose of life. So me'ata v'adolam haluka. That's kol zman shana shama bekirbi. That could be perhaps an idea. And take it one step further. We've said in the past, actually, in Moida Ani, that there's really something grammatically incorrect in Moida Ani. You say Moida Ani. Really, it should be ani moida, right? Like we say, v'ala kol anachnu moidim loch. Really, it should be we. Thank you, or I, thank you. What's moida ani? It's grammatically incorrect. Unfortunately, deal with this. Perhaps the idea is like this. Moida ani, in this nusach habracha, in the lekai neshama, we're meant to recognize that the whole life is to be moida. The whole ani is the moida. The kolzman, it's all about being moida. There's no I, and then I have life, I am who I am, and I'm moida, because thank you Hashem, you gave me life. No, moida ani, the whole essence of what I'm, my life, my existence, is to be moida. We're called Yehudim, right? That's what we're all about. So Moedan, perhaps that's why we switch and we say Moedan Alekana Shama Bedafka. We say Moedani because that's we're meant to realize now the purpose of life. We got the gift of life, but what is life? Life is Moedah. So we don't say Ani Moedah. We say Moedani because that's the A from A to Z. That's what we are. That's who we are to be Moedah. And we'll end off with one more thing, and that is like this. And we'll end with this. There's another place where we say Moedah before Ani, and that's in Moedim. We say Moedim Anachnu Lach. There also, we don't say Anachnu Moedim. Moedim Anachnu. Would seem in Moedim also, now's the time that we're in the Bracha of Moedim is a time that we're meant to contemplate this and to realize that that's the life that we daven for all these things in Shemayin Esrei, right? But why are we davening for these things? In order to have life, in order to thank you, right? We're asking for these things, Lamancha, like you said, right? The life is to be moide, to be moide, right? That's so we switched moide manachnu, and perhaps with this we could explain something, a fascinating thing. Someone once pointed out to me a very interesting thing. Perhaps the only place, or for sure the first place, that we ask for life in Shemayna Esrei. Where do we ask for life in Shemayna Esrei? Okay, during Saris Mechuva we say Kasveinu B'Sefer Chaim, but on a regular Shemayna Esrei. Fascinating. If you look through Shemayin Esrei, we do not ask for life. We don't ask for Chaim. In Sim Shalom, we indirectly ask for life because we say, right, Barchenu Avinu with Ar Panacha, because with Ar Panacha, you gave us life. But we don't explicitly ask directly for life. There's one place, and that's in Moedim D'Rabbanan. In Moedim D'Rabbanan, we say, thank you Hashem, Al Shechisanu V'Kiam Tanu, for keeping us alive. Came to Chayenu, Uskaimenu. This is the only place in Shemayin Esrei that we ask for life. And perhaps it's beautiful. Because here in Moedim, we say Moedim Anachnu. We realize that the purpose of life, that the reason why Hashem gave us life is to say B'Yisecha Anachnu, is the tachlis of life of the world is to come to Haidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we admit, and we moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Avodas Hashem. And now's the time that we're able to ask for life, because that's why Hashem gave us life. Now's the time that we're mukhan, we're ready to ask for life, because we appreciate what life is. Life is given to us to thank Him, and when we say moedim anachnu, we're expressing our recognition that that's what life is about. Life was given to us for that purpose. Now we're roy to ask for life. So here in Moedim we say, Kein techayenu skaymenu. And Baruch Hashem, I think the Levush is saying this. The Levush says like this, we end off, right? Kein techayenu skaymenu, keep us alive, right? Give us life. And then we end off by saying, Al sha'anachnu moedim lach. On this that we thank you. What is the Al sha'anachnu moedim lach? So listen to the Levush in Simon Kuf Chav Zayin. Al sha'anachnu moedim lach kiloymer. What this means to say is, Niske, we should be zoiche. Sheteskaimenu v'tchayenu, we should be zoiche to stay alive and have life. Bischus, she'onu moedim lach tamid. Bischus, that we're always thanking you. So that's kein techayenu, skaimenu. We should have life. Al shanachnu moedim lach, because we are moedim lach, since we're always moedim lach. His words are, bischus, she'onu moedim lach tamid, v'nishmoim lavay desecha, that we listen to your avayda, we do your avayda, we're moedet Hashem. So that's here. Here is where we ask HaKadosh Baruch for Chaim because we thank you, Hashem. In Moedim, we thank Hashem. We say, Hashem, we recognize why you gave us life. So that's the purpose of life. And that's the idea of Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi. So just to wrap up, we said three ideas in Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi. The first was that it's not a one-time thank you for giving us Hashem. We realize that Atom Hashamra Bekirbi, it's a constant Hashem is giving us life. The second Mahalach was from the Rishis Chachma, that in the morning is a time that it's a neshama moment. We're on the level of dveikus to be holding by thanking Hashem all the time. I'll call neshima neshima. And the third is that when we get to the gift of life in the morning, we realize we're moida ani. We realize that the essence, the purpose of life, is just a means to thank Hashem, and that's why we say kol zman shana shabu b'kibur, because that's all the time, because that's what life is given for. Ashekach. Yeah.